kind of spoiled, honestly, in Joshua generation. Josh Jen, of course, as the locals know it. Anyway, the worship was really, really awesome. Had a great, great experience with the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. So guys, we are Brett and Abby fans. We've seen them before, been with them more than once, and really, look, it's awesome. It's awesome to see what God is doing in them and through them. And Abby said Brett does not have words of affirmation for his love language. That's what she told. You know, people talk. You understand what I'm saying. So, but I just felt like to say that I really, really enjoyed the administration and the presence of the Lord leading up to this time. And honestly, it's just great. It's great to see him growing and changing and becoming a leader to leaders and all of those things. Very fortunate here to have the leadership that you do and the like. I'm going to try hard with the microphone, Steve. No. It's just I go up and down, so it's gonna test your faith. I can tell you. All night. I'm not consistent with this, but anyway. There we go. Oh, we've got a special administration of the Spirit already. Hallelujah. We've had a great time with Rian and Helen, who are also who are very long time relationships for us. The folks that lead the AM congregation here in Edgemead and some of the other elders in other congregations. It's been a wonderful experience the last week and a half or so. Anyway, we've got a few more things to do in the coming days, so you guys can pray for us with regard to that. And we'll catch the Lord tonight. I already know we will, because we've already gotten it. So it was great. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. I'm already starting to kind of starting to freebase some spiritual thoughts up here. Hallelujah. Sometimes a little bit of a challenge. Amen. When the Holy Spirit begins to press you a bit, you know, you've got some things, and I want you to hang in there. I want you to hang in there for tonight. we're not supposed to mention names in Josh Jen, Andrew says. We're not supposed to mention names anymore, because if we mention names, somebody might get offended and the like. But I was told in no uncertain terms by one of the people that I love and loves me here tonight that we had to keep time and make sure everything was right. And I mean that in a very joking, nice way. They were there. So I won't mention any names. Hallelujah. It wasn't Brett. Amen. It wasn't Brett. But I can just mention who it wasn't. And God will be okay with that. Hallelujah. Okay. So we've got a couple of things to do tonight. So more than one thing. I want to share with you just a bit on the power of His Word. Okay? On the power of God's Word. Okay? Now I know that means different things to different people. And hopefully tonight we'll hear something for us individually. But let's talk about the power of His Word. I've got a couple of scriptures here that the young lady who is managing that is putting up, I think. Praise God. Yep, there we go. Amen. Just a couple of them in a row here. Hopefully I won't read too much, because I know that crowds don't like reading that much. John 6:63, it is the Spirit, oh hallelujah, who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, and this was referencing Jesus. Jesus was giving this address, our spirit and our life. Okay. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock. Praise the Lord. Quite a word picture there. Amen? Proverbs 25:11, for those of you that like a little bit more smooth description here. Like apples of gold in the settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstance. Amen? Okay. Now you're getting the idea here. Are we together? When God's word comes to us, it has the power to change us wherever it is we find ourselves. Sometimes we find ourselves in a difficult place, and it's very obvious that we need some sort of change. But I'll tell you what, I want to encourage you. You know, the Bible says we're supposed to go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Sometimes we camp. We lose expectation. Okay, we're not as open to the Lord speaking to us, moving us further, moving us on, moving us up, even when we're in a good place. Okay, it's the word of the Lord, amen, that we need in our lives. Are we together there? Hallelujah. Now, I've got a little testimony for you. Please, just permit me. Amen. I once was very young. That was a long time ago. Okay? And I was very, I came out of a conservative background in the Lord. Got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, okay, I could see. Okay? I didn't do anything, okay, but the Lord just opened my eyes, if you will. Okay, before I knew what a prophecy was, there were picture shows flipping over people's heads. Okay, now I was 21 years old, I believe. Don't hold me to that. Hallelujah. But something like that. Very young. Certainly too young to have a whole lot of godly character fleshed out in my experience. You can be strong in the Lord when you're young, but I don't know. I was a little bit flighty in my soul, okay? But I could see, and I shared things. Accidentally, people caught people's eye. They saw me, et cetera, and they, of course, invited me to be a part of what they were doing. And one group in particular that I walk with to this day, I ended up joining together with. They're kind of like the Josh Jen of North Central Texas, an apostolic stream called Foundation Ministries. And they began to teach and train, and I began to be discipled. And one of the things that we did was we traveled with men that were being used by the Lord in the particular area that we were being trained in. Now, I was with a man. I was in a church whose population was sizable. Okay. And I was just carrying his bags, walking things around, okay? Look, I'd done lots of praying, and they had spoken to me, and there was a meeting that particular night, and I was not at all prepared to stand up in front of people, okay? And there were a lot of people, okay? Before I know it, my name is called, and I'm over somewhere zipping a bag, literally. My name is called, and I'm asked to come up on the stage, okay? And actually, I think I brought some water because I thought that was what was being asked of me. And this gentleman said, no, I'm not asking for the water. I understand that you have a prophetic gift, okay? Now, this was the pastor of the congregation. There were a lot of people in the congregation looking at him and knew everything about his word. And I think that you have something to say here tonight. And I'd like to ask you to share what it is that's on your heart. Okay. Now again, I did not look presentable. Not very many people liked me. I didn't have a ton of charisma. Okay, there wasn't much in the natural to cause people to sway. Are you getting the picture that I'm trying to show? And he handed me the mic. I was really scared. It was the first time I had ever shared something prophetic in a large public setting. And he handed me the mic, and I thought to myself, I wasn't full of faith. Boy, I mean, it was a challenge, but I just, something made my mouth work, okay? And I spoke to this gentleman, and I said, sir, you've asked this, and you may have wanted me to talk to everybody here, but the Lord is speaking to me about you. And what he's telling me is that he's going to touch your daughter's heart, that she's run away from your home, that he's going to bring her back. And the man went right down to his knee, right there in front of everybody. Many people in the congregation began to weep and to cry because they knew the situation with this individual's daughter. She was not a runaway teenager, but she was a very, very wayward person. Okay, and it changed, and we had just an unbelievable meeting that night with the Holy Spirit speaking to people, setting people free, breaking the heavy yoke, okay? Working in a way that, you just hear about and long for, okay? I still long for today whenever I'm together with people. Are we together? It was the power, you understand, of the word of the Lord in that situation. Amen? See, when that comes to us, whatever it is that we need, the need is filled. Whatever circumstance we are facing, if we need strength to endure, if we need wisdom to know how to act differently, whatever it is that we need, it's there. That's the thing that we covet. Hallelujah. Okay? I want to be sure that I encourage you. Okay? The Lord is speaking to you. How many of you really heard that? Okay. The Lord is speaking to you. Okay. That's really a defining thing in the new covenant. Amen? See, Jesus, he tore the veil in the temple. You know what the veil was in front of? What was the veil in front of? The presence of the Lord. Okay. There wasn't just one man or a select group of people that was allowed to access the presence of the Lord. Now everyone who knows who he is could go there. Are we together there? Okay. The Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. Okay. Not just the anointed elders and deacons who I think are anointed. I really do. The worship leaders, if you're a sheep, you can hear God's voice. Are we together there? Okay. He is speaking to us. Okay. His word is coming to us. I think sometimes, I'm sure, the problem is a lot of times, are we listening? Amen. To what it is that he's saying. But what I want to be sure and emphasize here tonight is that because one word from God, one utterance from him can literally change you forever. It should not be a surprise to you that there is a long history in Scripture of the Word of God being a very competitive thing in the Spirit. Right? Okay. So what do we read long time ago? Genesis chapter 3. What was it? Okay, see, down here, there's a few snakes, praise the Lord. In Natal, amen, there's 27 different kinds of poisonous snakes. I bet you didn't know that. Okay, and I've never met a snake that was like the snake in Genesis chapter 3. Okay, that snake didn't use its fangs to bite. That snake talked. What did that snake say? Did God say? He was after the word, you see.
See, the devil knows that he is not stronger than the words that come from the Lord. He doesn't have the power of spirit and life like the Word of God does. Amen? Okay. So what he does is work very hard to confuse us, to switch things up on us, to cause us to misinterpret things. Are we together there? Okay. To cause us to forget things, to distract us from what it is God is telling us to do. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to give you just a tiny, tiny little example here. It's a mini rebuke already from the service this morning, okay? But I just want you to make sure that you know what it is that God is trying to tell you. You see this this thing about the popcorn prayer, okay? You know, we were kind of, there was a few pops. There was a few pops, you know? And then I I felt like the Lord whispered in my ear, thank me for six things. And so I said six things right in a row. I didn't wait for somebody else to pop. You see what I'm saying? And I was sitting there and I was going to town having a good time. He said, because there were some people, amen, whom the Spirit of God had spoken to speak out loud, to potentially embarrass themselves. You understand? Okay. But they didn't do it. Hallelujah. Okay, so God wanted somebody else to do it because it was blessing people, you see? It was blessing people, amen? Okay, so when God's speaking to us, when God's telling us things, let's not let the enemy steal those things from us. Let's pay attention, amen? And let's get busy with doing it. See, I think one of the things is everybody's always looking for a spectacular prophecy. Praise the Lord. And God is speaking. He is speaking in so many different ways, through so many different people. Man, we've just got to listen and pay attention. Praise the Lord. Okay? Because he's speaking to us. How many of you have experienced a sermon in which your name was not in the sermon? Your particular specific address and circumstances of life weren't mentioned in the sermon, but after the sermon, praise the Lord, you felt like God was speaking directly to you. Amen? Okay? It's God speaking to us. Not just to let us know that he's still speaking. Amen? But to move us on. To take us further. To bring forth life in us. Amen. Now, how many of you know that life in God is more than just the carnal thing that we call life? Praise God. It's everything. Everything that we could ever need. And then some. Zoe, life. The life of God himself. Amen. He is speaking to us. Praise the Lord. And his power to change, to transform, to encourage, to take us beyond, to move us in a new dimension, to accomplish things, praise God, that we never thought were possible. That is with us now, today. Amen. You know, I come from, it's interesting, I'll have to check this more with Brett, okay? Because I heard him mention a particular stream of Christianity, who I'm trying not to mention so much from the mic, praise the Lord, okay? But it was my stream too, the one that Brett was a part of. Praise God. Okay? So my family were Christian people. Okay? They loved the Lord. Okay? But they had an idea, oftentimes, okay, that was defined not according to the Spirit, but according to what they understood. Okay? And I'm not speaking ill of my family. I'm just telling you that that's the way that it was. So when the Lord started moving on my life, started changing me, started taking me from the place where my goal was to be somebody who was financially successful enough to have anything I wanted in life and be able to write a check or two to missionaries, Okay, when he changed me from that to being this outside the box, according to my family's perspective, person who lived a life that just did not make sense, did not tick the boxes, did not move, okay? It was a real big struggle for some of the people that I knew. It was an issue, okay? All right. My family came to me. They asked me, praise the Lord, what are you doing? We don't think you know what you're doing. Okay. Now, I wasn't just completely confident myself. I'll leave it at that. But I was doing the best I could to obey the Lord. Now, we're together there? Okay. So, see, what happened was, lo and behold, in spite of my imperfection, the Lord moved me on. The Lord caused things to happen in my life that were very astonishing to people that were watching my life. Okay? And those very people, you know what they came to me and asked me? They came to me. They didn't come to me. They came to my other family members. You know what we want to know? These were wealthy, successful people. No, what do you want? We want to know that God loves us. The same way we see that God, that Rod knows that God loves him. Okay, so here's, you know, I wasn't so tremendously successful on the outside, houses and cars. Okay, but I had more than I ever would have had or ever would have planned if I would have been doing it on my own and defining things according to my own understanding. You understand? It was really above my imagination. Amen? Okay. So guys, listen. The devil, he wants to take that from us. You see? He wants to steal from us. He wants to change and confuse us. Okay? I have another scripture here to read to you with regard to that. Okay? Psalm 73, okay, 21 and 22. This is when my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Okay, all right. Everybody got that? Everybody reading that? It's probably not the... It is. It's the same translation. Praise the Lord. Okay? You remember that the Lord, it's the Word, right? Okay? Now, who wrote these words? It was a psalmist, right? His name, Asaph. He wrote about 10 or 11 chapters in Scripture. Definitely a prophet. Okay, trusted with writing the Word of God, and he describes himself here in a unique way. He said that when he had something in his heart, when he had a cut there, when he had a wound there, when he had a scratch deep within him, okay, even when he was in the presence of the Lord, he struggled to make sense of what it was God was trying to communicate with him. Hallelujah. Okay. I want to let you know. Okay. And I think this is something for us to really consider. I think this is something, okay, for Edgemead PM, okay, to consider for yourselves first, but to take in and to realize this is exactly what you're going to face when you're talking with other people. Hallelujah. Okay. When we are unhealed, when we have issues in our lives, okay, when those things persist in our lives, it's a lot easier for the enemy to effectively whisper to us, did God say? Hallelujah. Okay. All right. So now we getting this, okay? I want to just go a little bit further here. Concerning this. So in my life, my parents were good parents. Okay, they did not beat me. They were not alcoholics. okay? They didn't have major flaws, all right, in their lives. And I know, because I've been working in the church for a long time, okay, that they were very unusual with regard to that. And I understand that, okay? But even though they didn't have those major flaws, I still had things that I had to deal with from my past. Now, what did that mean to me? Well, that meant this to me, okay? That meant that the Lord spoke to me that if you had those kind of issues, okay, everybody has those kind of issues. Amen? Now, I think God has probably spoken to a number of you about dealing with things, okay, concerning your past and dealing with things concerning when you were growing up. And let me tell you something. I've heard the Lord speak that to me more than one time, okay? And I think you need to listen when God is speaking to you about those things. Amen? Okay? Those are important to deal with. Praise the Lord, okay? But they're not just important to deal with because of things that happened in the past. They're important to deal with because of the fallen world that we live in. Amen? Now, probably would bet that this week or this month, I'll say it that way, this week or this month, everyone in this room has probably encountered something that's caused a little bit of a nick in your life. Amen? Okay, well, I tell you what, it's going to be the same thing next month. Are we together there? Okay. It's not because God doesn't love you. It's not because you've done something wrong. It's because there's too much out there that is not in any way considering what it is God thinks. Hallelujah. So we've got to have it as a culture. Amen. That when we encounter something that's difficult, we jump right on it. We get accountable. Amen. Okay. We ask the Lord to touch our lives and to touch our hearts. Amen? Okay? It'll keep us from having doubt over what it is that God's speaking to us. Praise the Lord. Amen? Now, I want to share with you something about religion. Okay? Religion tells you, okay, to hide things and not deal with them. Amen? Tough guy Christianity. Okay, now, I'm not saying that you allow something to make you the center of attention. You're catching what I'm trying to say here, okay? But what I am saying, okay, is that when you genuinely are bothered, when you've got a problem, okay, you don't sit there and let it fester and get worse. Amen? Okay, because there's another scripture. Okay, there's another scripture that talks about not just the words that come to us, but the words that go forth from us. Praise the Lord. Did you know that God says that He makes His people messengers of fire? Amen? He speaks His word through us. Are we together there? So the enemy, he wants to cause the word that comes through us not to be the blessing that God has intended for it to be. And what does it say whenever we become bitter people? See to it that no root of bitterness forms in you, okay? Through which many become defiled. See, if you let that hurt hang on in you for too long, amen, okay, you start to get bitter. Starts to become who you are. Starts to be something you can't help but talk about. Amen? And when you start talking like that, it starts messing people up. Praise the Lord. Instead of building people up. Amen? Okay? Now, guys, I don't think we've ever shared even slightly about something like that, that the Holy Spirit hadn't moved on people's hearts and spoken to them about what it was that was going on in their lives. Amen? okay? We've got to deal with these things when they come up. Praise God. And you may know that. I pray to the Lord that you do know that already. Okay? But I pray tonight, I pray now, that the Lord applies it afresh and anew for you. Okay? And causes it to be part of your life that you seek. Amen. Okay? To never let control you, to never let confuse you, to never let the Lord's work through you be dampened and be removed. Amen? Okay? Are we together there? Okay. Good. Okay? Now, you know, God, He heals us and he works on us and He does awesome and mighty things. Amen? Okay? He binds up the brokenhearted. Praise God. Okay? He's the mighty God. Amen? He's the Prince of Peace. Are we together there? He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing. He's all that we need. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something. Of late, the Holy Spirit has really been speaking to me that a lot of His church already knows that. Amen. They know that the Lord is all that we need. So, what do we say? What do we do? What are we supposed to preach, Lord? If the church already knows that You're all that we need, what do we say? I said, well, there's a word. Okay. How many of you remember John the Baptist? Oh, hallelujah. Okay. You remember what he preached? Preached a baptism of repentance. And what did that repentance do? It prepared the way for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Okay? Hallelujah. It's no wonder that there's crazy teaching going on today that we don't ever need to repent. Hallelujah? It's because the enemy doesn't want the coming of the Lord. You see, it's the same today as it used to be. Amen? It's not like we get saved all over again. No, that's not what we're talking about. But when we are willing to own, hallelujah, that there's something in our lives, praise God, okay? When we're willing to bring that to the Lord, amen, okay? When we've gotten bitter, okay? When we've failed to forgive people, praise God, okay? When we own that, did you know that there's a lot of people, most of the time, whenever they get hurt, it really was the other person's fault? Okay, and you know what God wants us to do? Forgive them anyway. Amen. You guys know the difference between forgiving somebody and trusting somebody. Okay, forgiveness is unconditional in the Lord. Trust is something that you earn. But forgiveness, guys, it's unconditional. The Lord forgave us. And we didn't deserve it. Amen? Okay? To harbor those things, to hold on to those things, to stay in a wounded place, etc., etc. Okay? That's a place that really hinders and keeps us from walking out what it is that God has for us to walk out. Amen? Okay? I'd like for us to pray together. Amen? Then we'll be done with this part. And I know everybody's happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask for Your Holy Spirit's presence. We ask for Your prevalence. We ask for Your movement in our lives right now, Lord God. Father, I want to pray for Your application to us, Father. Okay? It's Your word to us that we need wherever we are, in whatever situation we're in. Good or bad, we need a word. Okay? And we need Your word prevalent in our lives. Father, we pray that You'd help us to see Amen. What might be causing that word, okay, to be a little bit confused? Hallelujah. What might be causing what it is you're saying not to be understood too well, Lord God? Father, we pray that you'd touch tonight our sense of pride, that we are entitled, okay, that we are allowed to stay in the place that is hurt. Father, you want to do something through us. We want to recognize that tonight. And Lord, I know that there are people here who have some things that have happened to them, and they're real. I know you're not glancing over those things, but I know you're saying that it's not what you want for them to stay in that place. So, Father, I pray right now for strength, for courage, Lord God, for repentance where that is necessary, Lord. Father, help us. Help us tonight to find a culture, Lord God, that whenever things happen, whenever things are challenging, we're not going to let them stay there. We're going to let you deal with our hearts and make us people who hear your word and who speak your word. Father, thank you for your grace tonight. Thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for your word, Lord God, coming to us and sitting on our hearts. Father, let it rest in the people. Let it germinate in the people. Father, I pray that you would speak to people in their time with you. I pray that you'd speak to people in their dreams, Lord God. I pray that you would let them know in their particular lives and situations exactly what it is you want to put your finger on, Father God, right now, okay, and in this coming week, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, so that your healing can come forth, so that your deliverance can come forth, so that your word will be heard, and so that your word will be spoken. We thank you, Lord God, for this fellowship, Father. We thank you for the people, Lord God, that you're going to bring to them, Lord. Any people are going to be people that have had things happen to them. We pray that you'd give them grace, Father, to help them, Lord, but to not let them stay hurt, to not let them commiserate about wounding, but to move on and to step out and step into you. Thank you, Father, for adding to the number here, for adding to the number, because wounding and bitterness will not be a lingering thing in the midst of this congregation. We just ask for your blessing right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.